Blog Talk Radio.
Didn't want to call, you don't want to bother your upper singing, huh? You want your father to see you? She like, come on, man. You're supposed to call me. What's the matter with you? Huh? You don't like me no more? You tell Mark you're here, but you don't call your dad. All right.
I don't wanna be better. Yeah, I don't wanna be better. Yeah, I don't wanna be better. I don't wanna be better. So take it all away.
Anybody know the feeling of rejection? Yeah. Feels like you was kicked in your midsection. Yeah. When you feel like you simply just lost your best friend. Everybody play the game of love, you by the bench and you start thinking she's chilling with other men and you getting jealous, start beefing and harboring harsh resentment. I'm asking Jesus to keep me from being bitter. Go scheming on Twitter, get mad and post it on my statuses. Bitterness can make a heart number. Hope is like a star. You don't see it shine bright until the dark comes. So don't just scoop the dust, remove the rug. If I got unforgiveness in my heart, then there really ain't no room for love. Plus it's stupid cause I've been so forgiven that if I hold a grudge, I don't show he's risen. But I know my sins removed since Jesus came, with no reason to forgive me, but he did, so I do the same.
Sometimes things just happen in life that don't make any sense, but bitterness is a choice.
I don't want to be
tread softly, don't wanna be a hypocrite. Plus I got some bitterness I wanna get up off me. Where should I start? Well, I feel like I'd be sort of fronting to say when my father calls that I don't hit ignore button. It's probably cause he never kicked it at a younger age. I know when he's calling but I don't got his number saved. Keep dodging him but I'm just being honest. All he wanna do is talk football and how I should play in college. Get bitter, kinda cold like the winter. It's so hard for me to forgive, then I remember that I'm a sinner. If Jesus forgave me and washed away my sins, when I didn't deserve it, then I could forgive him. There's power in such amazing love, like when Jesus forgave the ones that pinned him up on that cross as he was hanging from it. Holy Spirit, teach me to be just like the Son. Remove the roots of bitterness, don't stop until your work is done.
Yeah. God, I don't want to be bitter. Teach me to forgive. Let me see my own sin.
I don't want to be bitter. 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 So take it all away.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Kingdom. Today is June 2nd, 2015, and we're certainly happy to be back in the will of God. The Kingdom assignment today is knowing the signs of the time, knowing what is happening spiritually in our world. You know, naturally, we look around and we can see what's going on and what's happening, but do we really know what's happening spiritually in our world? So God is just ever faithful, giving us the revolution of just, you know, what we should be doing at this very hour, what is happening, and how we are to prepare. And so what we have here is our base scripture of Matthew 16, and that scripture, according to King James Version, says, verse 1, the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall be no sign be given until it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. And God is just so he's so good to us that he keeps, you know, he's considering us. He keeps us in consideration when he is displaying his grace and his mercy, also his glory. So what we're talking about today is knowing what is happening spiritually. You know, it's important that we understand what is happening spiritually in the world right now, because we need to be prepared, and God is preparing us. God speaks in the spiritual world. And so we've got to be mindful. We've got to make sure that we are on guard with our hearts, our minds, our ears, and our eyes, so that we are hearing what thus saith the Lord, seeing the majestic of God. We're seeing the glory of God, and we are seeing through our spiritual eyes, and that we are guarding our hearts so that nothing can be rooted that is keeping us from the love of God. You know, God is, he's just moving. He is speaking. He's blessing. He's revealing. He's exposing. He is just doing a new thing. You know, in Matthew 16, 1 through 4, talked about how the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they asked Jesus for a sign. They asked him for a sign. Give us a sign that shows us that you're from heaven. Give us a sign from heaven that shows. And, you know, that's what we're looking for. You know, we have people now that are living in this world that say, oh, I'll wait till the last minute to get it right with Jesus. I don't have to live a life of righteousness. I can just do it right before I die. You know, that's because what they're looking for is a sign that's going to let them know. And they're relying on a sign that's going to let them know that they're about to leave this earth. Sign, that's when they say that they'll get it right. But, you know, you may not have a sign. You know, there may not be any type of warning. There may not be any type of indication. And so we've got to be ready, and we've got to be righteous at all times, and we've got to be committed to this life of salvation. We've got to be committed to serving God all the time. You know, when this, you know, the weather, the way that it was happening with the rain and the tornadoes and with all the with the earthquakes and everything that is taking place now here on this earth, you know, we depend on meteorologists to predict what is going to happen. But, you know, meteorologists, they look at it from a natural standpoint, and they're making predictions based on historical data. They're making predictions based on their knowledge. They're making predictions to indicate what is going to happen at any given time and what the weather is going to be like. And, you know, those are signs of nature. But we need to know what is happening spiritually. And if we are not in that Bible, we're not in the Word, we're not reading, we're not getting an understanding, we're not understanding what's happening spiritually on this earth. Because remember, first natural, then spiritual. And so we've got to understand that something is happening. Something's happening. And God is speaking to us in the spirit realm. So we've got to be prepared for what is manifesting itself spiritually. You know, the Pharisees and Sadducees wanted to see, you know, they wanted a sign. And his answer to them, he said, when it's evening, you say it'll be fair weather because you're looking at the sky and the sky is red. And in the morning, it'll be foul weather, for the sky is red and it's glowing. And he's saying, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the time. You're looking at this thing with natural eyes, but you have no spiritual connection whatsoever. And so it says a wicked, and notice in verse 4 it says, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, for there shall be no sign given. A wicked and an adulterous generation. So we're in a time where we are seeking signs for what is happening and what is to come. And the Bible clearly tells us from a spiritual perspective of what is happening in the world today and what is to come. We've got to get in that word. We've got to understand what God is saying to us. We've got to meditate on the Holy Spirit so that we are equipped and prepared for what is to come and what the signs are spiritually, what is happening spiritually on this earth. I'm just going to go a little bit further. In verse 5, and when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have taken no bread. Which then Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because you have not brought no bread? Do you not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves or the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? Neither the 7 loaves or the 4,000 and how many baskets you took up? How is it that you do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that you should be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of the bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. You know, sometimes when we've got our eyes on the wrong thing, we're focused on the wrong thing, we've taken the wrong predictions and the wrong indications, it can lead us down a road that leads away from God, and it leads away from righteousness. Now, in verses 5 through 12, you know, this is dealing with, you know, Jesus is saying, you know, take heed and beware of the leaven. The bread is fresh manna from heaven. It is the word. It is, you know, you've got to be equipped. So even in verse 5, it says, when his disciples will come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. So they weren't quite equipped. And Jesus said to them, hey, beware of the false doctrine. Beware of the teaching. Beware of the words that are coming from the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they thought in natural terms, bread to eat. And Jesus then understood that they weren't even looking through a spiritual perspective. They were looking, oh, through the natural. Oh, ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves? Why are you looking through your natural eyes? Why can you not understand what I'm saying? Do you not remember the miracles that were carried out before you? Do you not remember my manifestation of feeding the many people with the loaves of bread? And how is it that you do not understand spiritually what I am saying to you? How is it that you do not understand spiritually what thus saith the Lord? And so God is saying, you know, we've got to understand. We've got to understand what is happening spiritually in this world. Another verse reference is 1 John 2 and 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And so right now in this world, we have a lot going on where it's based off of flesh, it's based off of lust, it's based off of your eyes, and it's based off of pride, the pride of life. And these things aren't of our Father. These things aren't of God, the Creator. They are of the world. And so we've got to understand it. We've got to be careful that we're not straying over and becoming accustomed to the world's way of doing things. We're not becoming comfortable and dependent on what the world signs are, what's happening in the world today. Naturally, we've got to remain in the spiritual realm so that we don't miss it, so that we are prepared for God's return. And, you know, it's really awesome that God would come and summons us and come and remind us, like Jesus reminded the disciples. God is reminding us now, do not become so comfortable in this world. Do not conform to this world. Do not rely on the doctrine of the world, but remain in the spiritual realm. Come, O ye, back to the spiritual realm. Come over to this side so that you may see what is really happening in this world spiritually, so that I may equip you, so that I may protect you, so that I may impart wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in what thus saith the Lord. You know, it is just I feel an urgency that we should be reading the Word, becoming the Word abides in us, the Word becomes our way of living, so that we understand. You know, people are looking at this thing from a natural perspective, but we ought to look at it from a spiritual perspective. And if God is giving us assignments, we are to go out and we are to teach our sisters and our brothers, and we are to help them become a part of this spirituality so that they are too are able to see what God is saying. You know, I'm saying many times that the earth is speaking, and it is. Naturally, the earth is speaking, but spiritually, the earth is speaking as well. You know, God has been sending this rain. He's been sending the latter rain to us. It's been raining, and those are signs, both naturally and spiritually. God is raining. He's raining his blessings. He's also raining judgment. He's raining on this earth. But we've got to understand spiritually what is taking place so that we can find ourselves in a place kneeling at the feet of Jesus, learning what it is that we ought to be doing at this very hour. That's why it's so important that you're giving an assignment, guidance, and instructions for each day. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be found not carrying out the assignment for each day. You know, God is starting, and he's allowing people to cross your path so that you may be a blessing, so that you may be the light that they need to focus on God, so that you may be the light for the path that they are on their journey, so that you may be the protection, so that you may be their provision for the instructions that may be leading them to the next every day. Wherever God places your feet, it is an assignment. God is wanting you to carry out the assignment. God is saying, put on your spiritual eyes so that you may see what I have placed right in front of you. You know, it's awesome because we sit or we stand or wherever we may be positioned, and God is placing things before us spiritually. But because we do not have our spiritual eyes on, we're not able to see what is right in front of us. You know, God has sent us a word and a promise that it is already done. In the sermon on Sunday, I was saying that his promises are yes and amen. Amen means so be it, which means that it is already done. So God is saying, yes, that's my promise. My promise is yes and amen. And if his promises are yes and amen, then God has already prepared for you what you have requested. He's already answered your prayers. He's already delivered you. He's already healed you. But the problem that we have is naturally we can't see it, and naturally we won't see it. So then we'd have to, you know, be able to manifest, let it manifest itself, and then we'll be able to see it spiritually.
So we have to see it, and we have to. That's what the whole process of faith. That's where that process comes from. It comes from being able to understand and believe that God's answers to his promises is yes and amen. So even before you pray, God already knew what you needed. God already knew what your request was going to be. So God prepared it in advance. Think about that. Think about how awesome that is, that your Father would go ahead and he would prepare for you what you need. And so we have to understand, you know, that God is in the blessing business. He's in the blessing business. So we need to understand that God is in the blessing business. So God is truly blessing us, and we need to understand that the things that are taking place in this world naturally, you know, it's not just natural, but it's spiritual. And so 1 Corinthians 15 and 46 says in the King James Bible, "How be it that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterwards that which is spiritual." And just to give you another reading, it says, what comes first is the natural body, then the spiritual body comes later. So it says, you know, okay, the first man, which was Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. So it says, however, the spirit is not first, but natural, then the spiritual. And so we've got to understand that there is a natural manifestation on this earth, and then there's also a spiritual manifestation on this earth. And God is showing us through word, through natural manifestation, and also in the spirit of what is to come. So we need to find ourselves being prepared. We need to find ourselves reaching up to God. We need to hold on to God and his righteousness like never before. We need to get a spiritual understanding for what thus said the Lord. We ought not to be like the disciples that could not discern what Jesus was saying to them because they had their natural eyes on and couldn't see past the natural. Even though they had been exposed to many signs, wonders, and miracles, to the manifestation of Jesus, to the work of the kingdom, we can see God turn and show up in our lives and turn situations around for our good, and we can experience all of those things and still not see it from a spiritual perspective, still be in the natural. And so we've got to get in that word. We've got to be cognizant of what God is telling us, and we've got to understand what is happening spiritually. We've got to see it naturally, but we've also got to understand and see it on a spiritual perspective. So God is so awesome that he would visit us this morning. The assignment is know the signs of the time. Know what natural is telling you, but also know what the spiritual is manifesting right before your eyes. Because if you don't understand what's going on spiritually, you will miss it. And many of you have prayed and asked God for many prayers. You've had petitions before God, and guess what? You're missing it because God has answered your prayers. You're looking forward in the natural. God is answering you in the spiritual. God is providing the word and truth to you as an answer to your petition and your prayers. But if you're not looking at it correctly, if you don't understand what's happening spiritually, if you don't know the signs of the times, then you'll miss it. You'll miss your answer. You'll miss God's blessing. You'll miss his promotion. You'll miss it. You'll miss the manifestation of the leavened bread. And so God is just working. He's working continuously to ensure that his people are prepared and equipped for what is to come. I thank you for your listening ears. I thank you for this morning, just waking up and being ready and open to hear a word from the Lord. Take this word with you throughout the day. Let it be the thing that comforts you. Let it be the thing that just sits on the inside and dwells in you. Let it be the thing that guides you and instructs you and allows you to help someone along the way. You know, God allows people to cross our path, and naturally they look fine, but spiritually they are in trouble. And we've got to have our spiritual eyes on and a good sense of discernment from the Lord so that we can understand what the assignment is for that person, whether it be talk and give them an encouraging word or pray for them or just, you know, sit and listen sometimes, you know, and consult God on what it is that you should be doing at this very hour. We don't miss our blessing because we are asleep. And we're asleep spiritually, and we're not in tune. So God is saying, tune your spirituality. Fine-tune your ears so that you can hear from me. Tune your eyes on the spiritual so that you can understand what I am saying to you. I don't want you to miss it. I don't want you to miss his manifestation. So with this being said, go throughout the day, read your word, pray, and just meditate on God's word. And God is still in the blessing business. God is still in the judgment business. We got to understand which side are you on. And you got to understand that spiritually and in the word. For I would certainly not want to miss what God is doing in this very hour. I thank you for your listening ears. I pray that this is a blessing to you throughout the day. I pray that you reflect on it at the end of the day as you retire. And God is blessing you.